Now at 6 minutes past seven here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Lisa Pereira.
Revenue officials attacked just for doing their job. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The article quotes health and safety reports logged by revenue management for 2024. One revenue official was slapped on the head, while other employees had near misses when people drove cars at them. A customs official was inspecting the back of a courier van with a sniffer dog when the driver took off at high speed, knocking both the official and the dog to the ground. The customs worker was left with serious injuries to his ribs and arms. The Irish Independent reports that the number of households in arrears on their energy bills has hit a record high. According to figures obtained by Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan, 301,000 households were in arrears on their electricity bills in May, with another 175,000 in arrears on gas. Ms. Boylan said food price inflation meant families were being forced to prioritise groceries over energy bills. The Irish Times has a fascinating piece about Limerick's Irish rugby experience. The article by Brian Carroll details what it says is the inside story of the €30 million building housing the experience, which billionaire J.P. McManus tried to gift to Limerick City, but which the council turned down. The six-story property, which was opened in May 2023 and closed down a year and a half later, remains empty. Local Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea, quoted in the article, said the Irish rugby experience is in danger of becoming a white elephant, an unwanted gift that requires excessive upkeep costs. The Irish Examiner reports on figures which Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan supplied to the Dáil, showing 7,000 fewer drug searches last year compared to 2022. The biggest reductions were in the southern region, down 30%, and the eastern region, down 20%. The Garda Representative Association, quoted in the article, said it was because there were fewer Gardaí on the streets. Photographs from yesterday's removal service for the Fermanagh shooting victims Vanessa White and her children Sarah and James are carried on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. The Mirror headline quotes the priest's message to the children's friends: "It's okay to be angry." Cruelty that defies belief is the headline on the front page of the Irish Sun. It's about the sentences handed down yesterday to five men for their roles in the cruel and sadistic torture of Natalie Ennis in Dublin. Ms. Ennis was burnt with a blowtorch, threatened with rape, and cut with a knife during the three-hour attack. The Herald covers the same story with the headline, "Torture gang gets 55 years in prison."